Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, and this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the conclusion of 1 Thessalonians. So let's begin. Let's go up to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to bless his service. Father God, we thank and praise your holy name for your Spirit, for your Word, for the consistent application of your Word. Cause us to be consecrated from the world and transforms us into your likeness and image, getting us ready, Lord, to be lifted up into the air to meet you with those that have gone on before us. Lord, bless this service, anoint it, open up every heart and soul and mind to receive all the things that you prepared for us from before the foundation of the world. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And everybody says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, let's go.
But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Okay, now read from the commentary here that I've written. I've taken 5 hours to write last night. Go ahead. I'm saying that so you'll appreciate it. Then what?
I don't have any real need to tell you regarding how and when these things will happen. Here, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters is the original Greek.
Oh, right. When it says brethren, it's actually in the original Greek says brothers and sisters, dear brothers and sisters, okay? So that people can't hoodwink you or say that you don't know the Bible. We're learning the Bible so that we can let other people know we know the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. When people who are lost will be saying, everything is all right, all things are peaceful, safe, smooth, and secure, everything is cool, then shall disaster fall upon them as suddenly as a woman's pain when she is about to have a child.
All right, now let's go into the King James up to that point.
But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night.
Okay, go up to that point in my commentary.
When her birth pangs begin, there is no escape. She must go through with it.
Right, but what it means is no escape. When a woman is about ready to have a child, she can't escape, saying, I mean, I can't handle this, I can't, you're going to have that child. Amen?
Amen?
There's no escape, and when the Lord comes, you're not going to escape judgment either. It just is inevitable. Okay? Make a point?
Yes.
Good. Then what?
So also will the wicked go to hell in the lake of fire and not be able to escape.
Okay, now go back. Did you get up to the point?
No.
Okay, keep going.
But you Christians are not at all in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters. You will not at all be surprised when the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night.
Now, we won't know the day or the exact time because he's going to come as a thief in the night. That's why we have to stay in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And we know that these things are going to happen unexpectedly. Then what?
For all of you are the children of light and of the day. We are not of darkness and night. We don't belong to night and darkness. So be on guard. Don't be sleeping like a dog in the sunshine who does not know of the sudden doom.
Right. I had a vision of this dog sleeping in a beautiful sunshiny day. Just wonderful. And then the picture widened, and I saw a lion lapping his head. The top of his head was like a dog dish or a bowl. And the lion was lapping the dog's brains out of his head. Half of his body was an English bulldog, and half of his body was in a little doghouse. Well, regular doghouse, and the other half of his body, he just looked so peaceful. Read that again.
So be on guard. Don't be sleeping like a dog in the sunshine who does not know of the sudden doom.
Okay, then what?
The others means the lost, those who don't care about where they...
Yeah, because it says the others. Who are the others? He's talking about Christians. And then he says, but the others, okay? Don't be like the others. Amen?
Amen.
Who are the others? That's the lost, the Gentiles. Amen?
Amen.
The heathen, the pagans, the people that don't care to study the Word of God to know the hour of the Lord's coming, or the time, the season of His coming. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The others means the lost, those who don't care about where they will spend eternity. The lost people in the world, and religion is included, are sound asleep. Stay alert and be sober. Night is the time for sleeping and the time when people get themselves drunk. But let us who live in the light think clearly with the mind of Christ, the Word.
Yeah. Think clearly. Amen? But, in other words, not just think clearly. It has to be, we have to think with the Word. Amen?
Amen.
The Word is supposed to be our thoughts. Think clearly with the Word of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? Read it again.
But let us who live in the light think clearly with the mind of Christ, the Word.
Which is the Word. Think the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Keep your mind, keep your thinker on the Word, so that your mind becomes the same as the mind of the Lord, the mind of Christ, the Word. Then what?
Then we will be protected by the whole armor.
By the whole armor of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then you have to... Then you go back in King James? Okay.
But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love.
Okay, the breastplate of faith. Ephesians, in the 6th chapter, said it's the breastplate or the shield of faith. Amen?
Amen.
Did I find a discrepancy again? It's the breastplate of righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
And it says the breastplate of faith. Did I? No, because the whole body armor is faith. Amen?
Amen.
It's the Word of God, right? The breastplate of righteousness means, you know, you have to know that you're saved by the Word. Everything is the Word, having faith in the Word. Okay? So, he really didn't make a mistake here. But it's a seeming contradiction from the book, 6th chapter of Ephesians. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And for an helmet...
I looked it up. Okay, then what?
And for an helmet, the hope of salvation.
The hope of salvation. Okay. For a helmet, you know, you have the hope of salvation. You have hope and... So you have salvation and hope. Okay, then what?
For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by...
God didn't save us to pour out wrath on us, did he?
No.
That's what it's saying. Okay. Keep going.
But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so go ahead and read in my commentary down to that point.
Above all, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness and love, and the helmet of hope and salvation, put on...
And to know that you get so much of the Word in that you know that you have salvation and there's plenty of hope. You know for sure that all the things that the Bible says are true because you see all the signs happening. And you know that if you just simply stay in the Word of God, as the Word of God says for you to do, you're not going to be disappointed at all. You can be pretty well sure, not pretty well sure, but absolutely sure that you're saved. Amen?
Amen.
Because the directions are so clear. It isn't, if I do the best I can, but if you stay in the Word, amen?
Amen?
And do what the Word says to do, you know very good and well that you're saved and that you have this tremendous hope, this salvation, that you're saved, salvation, and that you're going to be in heaven. Okay? God's not going to do a double whammy on you and reject you. Amen?
Amen.
If you do what he says. And how can you do what he says if you don't know what he says? Amen?
Amen.
You have to study the words as a blueprint to have this helmet of hope and salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Put on all the armor of God. All the armor is the whole Word of God. So really, all faith in the Word of God is our shield.
Yeah. All faith in the whole body armor of God is our shield. Amen?
Amen.
So you could say it's the breastplate too. Amen?
Amen.
For all those that feel that Paul made a mistake, I'm not apologizing for him. I'm saying he knew what he's talking about. Right?
Right.
And then what?
The helmet is being confident of our salvation.
Being confident of our salvation. Amen? That's the helmet of faith and salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Helmet is faith too, right?
Amen.
Then what?
For God did not save us to pour out his wrath on us, but his decision was and still is to save our souls through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, who is also the Word of God. Jesus died for us so that we can live with him forever, whether we are dead or alive at the time of his return.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if we went on to be with the Lord, asleep in the Lord, and we're in a graveyard someplace, our body. He's coming back to get all of us, you know? Amen?
Amen.
Whether you're dead, in the ground. But if you are, you're going to raise first. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
So encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are already doing.
Okay, now read the King James up to that point.
For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him.
Whether we're dead or alive, amen?
Amen.
Awake on this earth or asleep in Christ, amen?
Amen.
Dead or alive. He's coming to get us, dead or alive. Amen?
Amen.
Like those wanted posters. Wanted, dead or alive. The Lord wants those of us that kept his commandments, whether we're dead or alive. Amen?
Amen.
Coming back to get us. Then what?
Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you.
Okay, let's do that.
Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders, not the Antichrist leaders, but those who are in the Lord's work.
Okay, then what?
They work hard among you, and warn you about everything that is wrong. Know them. Think of them as very high in the Lord, and give them your wholehearted love, because that they are doing God's work by God in Christ living in and through them.
Okay, now read that again in the King James.
And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you.
Know them, right? Get to know them. Then what?
And are over you in the Lord, and admonish you.
Yeah, that are your leaders, amen. In the Lord, not that some people, these fallen away Christians, are saying that Bush is their leader. Is he laboring in the Lord?
No.
Well, then he's not your leader, for God's sake. Stupid people. Amen?
Amen.
It says, honor those and know those that are laboring in the Lord, and give them full respect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read that back.
And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord.
Does Bush labor among us?
No.
Read that again.
And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you.
That's King James Version, amen?
Amen.
That are over you. Then is Bush over us?
No.
Is any other secular man over us?
No.
No. Why? Because he's not laboring among us in the Lord, is he?
No.
How do you know that? Has he ever read the Bible to you?
No.
Does he send people off to war with the carnal weapons?
Yeah.
Well, the Lord tells you not to, so how could he be of the Lord? Amen?
Amen.
Those are just two indications. And he never took part. We are not to take part in any government secular programs such as the CIA that have murdered millions of people throughout the world, and Jesuits, and we're not to be any part of the pagan religion in Rome, and he is. And hundreds of other things that he's not a Christian. Now, everybody can say they're Christians, amen?
Amen.
And they can go to church. But just because you go to church doesn't mean you're a Christian. Any more than if you're standing in a garage, does that make you an automobile, right?
Right.
Huh? All right, so go ahead.
And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake.
Yeah, esteem them very high for their work's sake. Now reread it in my exhortation here.
Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders, not the Antichrist leaders, but those who are in the Lord's work.
That's what Paul says, in the Lord's work. Not politics. Not that a bunch of deceived people voted into office. I mean, that isn't my leader. He was an attorney at one time or something, or a barfly, or both. And he was elected by a bunch of naive, hoodwinked people that are deceived. The whole world is deceived. Amen?
Amen.
Gentiles, pagans, voted him in. And he's not my leader. Christ is. Amen?
Amen.
And those that labor among you in the word, in the Lord. Okay, then go ahead.
They work hard among you and warn you about everything that is wrong.
Right. Like what Bush is, and all the political leaders are doing around the world. We're trying to get them saved, but they're not our leaders. We're trying to lead them into the kingdom of heaven. They want to lead us into hell. Okay, so that's not my leader. And I'm happy about that. Okay, then what?
Know them.
Know the people of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Think of them as very high in the Lord, and give them your wholehearted love, because that they are doing God's work by God and Christ living in and through them.
Keep going.
And remember to live peaceably with each other.
Okay, go to King James.
Okay. And be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support
okay,
the...
Okay, let's do those two.
Okay.
Go ahead and read from there in my commentary.
And remember to live peaceably with each other. Paul is warning us all that God will hold all accountable for their attitudes and actions. The day of the Lord will come unexpectedly, so we need to stay alert, watching, ready at all times. This is especially needful for everyone who thinks they can begin maturing in Jesus whenever they want to.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you see the Lord coming, well, I'm going to get saved now and I'm going to mature. It takes years to mature, so you have to start now, okay? You've been sleeping too long. Begin maturing now, and you'll be very fortunate, you know. If the righteous scarcely make it into the kingdom of heaven, where do you stand? Where do the unjust stand? Amen?
Amen.
Not you, but the unjust, okay? Then what?
God wants us to start right now to receive his forgiveness and his power to help us mature in Christ so you can be useful to him. If we are of God, we will show it. God in us will
give... We will show it to the rest of the world. The rest of the world will see it. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
God in us will give evidence of our faith by our letting God do his work in our lives. If we trust God with our lives and seek him throughout each day to do his will, we will never have anything to fear.
Never? Can you imagine never having anything to fear? Well, if you do everything he says, you know you're going to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So there's nothing to fear. When you've got the helmet of salvation on and hope, you know you've got great hope. Faith is a substance. It is very very tangible. It's something that you can count on. And you have great hope when you have faith. It's a tangible thing. the evidence of things not seen. You have it in your heart. You know from the Word of God that you have that evidence in your heart. Though you can't see it, you know it's going to happen because everything that he said before is happening before your eyes. And it's a tangible thing within your soul that it's so tangible that it's just absolute evidence. Amen?
Amen.
Of things unseen, you know that heaven is there because heaven is in your heart. Amen?
Amen.
And it got there by the word of the Lord, by receiving it, by believing it. And the more you read, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Amen?
Amen.
The more faith you're going to have, then the more hope you're going to have. And the more you're going to want to do what the Lord says, because you don't want to lose that hope. You don't want to lose that evidence. You don't want to lose your salvation. Okay? So have hope. Know you're saved. The helmet of salvation is a very good thing to have on. Amen?
Amen?
And that comes from the Word. Okay, then what?
If we reject God's plan of salvation for our lives to do our own will, the day of the Lord will be your day of doom. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy or unruly.
Now you see, lazy is the same as unruly, because you tell people to do something to obey those that have the rule over them, and they don't do it. So it's the same thing as they're too lazy. Or they will make up, procrastinate, they'll make up excuses. They'll say, well, you know, I was so busy with other things. You're to obey immediately, amen?
Amen.
I mean, things that are more important than maybe what you've chosen to do. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Encourage those who are timid or feeble-minded.
Yeah, timid people are feeble-minded. They're just, so timid. Strong-minded is a person that has the mind of Christ, and they do what, they're not timid about doing what the Lord wants them to do, right?
Amen.
They're not Casper milquetoasts. They know what the Word of God says, and the righteous take the kingdom of heaven by force and violence. Nobody that's timid will do it. Read that timid one again.
Encourage those who are timid or feeble-minded.
Encourage them. Put on the mind of Christ so that they won't be timid anymore, that they'll be bold as lions. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? So if you're timid, you're feeble-minded. Well, should I do this or should I... What does the Lord say? You know, I always tell them. Well, the Lord says to do it. Then do it! Okay? What are you so timid for? Right? People wonder why I'm so... They think I'm crabby. I'm just trying to tell them, hey, if the Lord said it, do it, dummy. Dummy, what kind of a pastor are you? One that tells the truth. Okay?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Take tender care of those who are weak.
Tender care of them. I mean, be concerned about it. There's somebody that you know is just really weak, not only in their bodies, but in faith. Okay, be tender. What?
Take tender care of those who are weak.
Yeah, tender care. Loving care. You have to support everyone. Amen?
Amen.
And what?
Be patient with all men. Encourage everyone.
Yeah. Don't throw people away, their souls away. Well, some people say, well, they act crazy and things like that. Be patient with them. You know that the word of the Lord will build them up. Amen?
Amen.
So just when you see them doing something wrong, get the word out and start telling them. Patiently tell them what the word says. Amen?
Amen.
But if you tell them 100 times and they still don't do what you say, well, then there you do other means. Right? All right, then what?
See that no one pays back evil for evil done unto you, but always be followers of...
Done unto them. And then what?
But always be followers of that which is good, both among yourselves and all mankind.
And what is good? Always be followers of the Word. There's none good but God. Amen?
Amen?
And God is the Word. So always be followers of that which is good. Is it any wonder what good is? It's the Word of God. Amen? Be followers of the Word of God. Okay, then what?
Always be rejoicing.
Yes. Rejoicing in that you know, no matter what trials you're going through, that you can feel the power of God taking you through it. God is there with you. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Pray always. Whatever is happening, always be thankful, for this is the will of God for all those who belong to Christ Jesus.
So no matter what you're going through, always be thankful. I'm going through something, the Lord knows about it, I'm going through it because I need this extra maturity. The Lord is checking my faith out to see He's trying me, and I'm going to go through this trial to show Him. I want Him to be proud of me. Amen?
Amen.
So no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to go through it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so go into King James now.
Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow...
Not any man. It doesn't care. He doesn't care if you're saved or unsaved. Don't render evil to any for any evil that's done to you. Amen?
Amen.
That would be what? Then what?
But ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves...
But always follow the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
There's only the Word of God that's good. Oh, Christ. There's none good but God. And Christ is God, and Christ is the Word. Come to the world as flesh. Amen?
Amen.
So always follow the Word. Then what?
But ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men.
And toward all men. Then what?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing.
Pray always. Then what?
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Yeah, everything give thanks. No matter what you're going through, give thanks. Amen?
Amen.
In everything, good and bad, or seemingly bad. Then what?
Quench not the Spirit.
Yeah, don't disturb the Holy Spirit. Then, okay, so go into my exhortation.
Do not interrupt or break or quench or stifle the Holy Spirit. Despise not, scoff not at prophecy.
Despise not prophecy. In other words, don't scoff at prophecy. All right? Then what?
But test all things that are said.
But when people prophesy something, you test it through the Word and through the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Hold on to the Word, the truth.
Hold on to the truth. Then what?
Not only stay away from evil, but stay away from the very appearance of evil.
Yeah. The Bible says flee from the very appearance of evil. So don't just stay away from evil. I mean, we're told not to do evil, but just even the appearance of it, flee. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Now may the God of peace make you totally separate from all the evil in this present world, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, now we'll go up to that point in the King James.
Despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good.
Hold on to the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Hold on to the Lord. Hold on to God, to Jesus. Then what?
Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Yeah, I say, if you're not supposed to even be around that which appears to be evil, well, we know that we're not supposed to do evil, amen, at all.
Amen.
So, you know, not only stay away from evil, but stay away from the very appearance of evil. Then what?
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God...
Yeah, your whole body, your whole soul, your whole mind, your body, soul, and spirit. Then what?
And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it.
Yeah, He'll definitely do it. He'll do everything He said He's going to do. Then what else?
Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss.
Okay, go to mine up to that point.
God who called us is faithful, and He will do it. Dear brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all the brothers and sisters in Christian love.
Instead of a holy kiss, okay, Christian love. That means keep the commandments around them. That means women... married women and females, keep them separate. This is the hour of temptation we're living in. Separate yourselves, okay? That's holiness. Show women show men that you're holy by not. And then men show women that you're, if you're married, and that you, that you're not, okay? That you're not a skirt chaser, all right? Then what?
Paul signs off by giving spiritual instructions. If we follow Paul's spiritual instructions by the power of the Spirit, we will be well on our way to spiritual maturity. God has called us to minister to others.
That's what he's called us for. Amen?
Amen.
He was sent into the world to win sinners, and he sent us to win sinners. So he instructs us to do what?
To minister to others.
Minister what? The word. Amen?
Amen.
Not sexual gratification. Now, it's around in the record industry, and a lot of these big groups and stuff like that will say, well, these women were ministering to us. No, that isn't the kind of ministering you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be ministering the word. Amen?
Amen.
Men and women. Okay? Then what?
The more mature we are, the more hope we will be passing on to others.
Right. The more we know of the word of the Lord, the more we can help others. Then what else?
This will reinforce our own further maturity. Paul and the whole Bible tells us to rebuild relationships by the Spirit, by not rendering evil for evil. Overcome evil with kindness. The life we are called to live is a joyful one. It is accomplished by always praying and continuously seeking God's will. We are given the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is God's continuous helping presence in our life.
Yeah, he's there to help us. He's present in us to help us get through this life saved. Amen?
Amen.
For when he comes, then what?
God gives us what we need to grow up in the full maturity of Christ in us.
Right, it's in his word. So if we seek his word as he tells us to and renew the spirit in us daily, then we know that he gives us, he gives it to us. Now, I can give you water. I can take you to the sink and tell you to take water, and if you don't take it, that's, you know, the Lord's not going to cram the word down your mouth or into your soul or spirit. But he tells you, read it so you can be saved. And so therefore, if you do, and then do what it says. So we have the instructions and we have the word. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then, so that's all we have to do. So we have the blueprint. Then what?
Our part is to continuously walk in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus to read this letter to all the brothers and sisters.
Okay, now that's going back into the Bible. It's just a little commentary. Now, you go ahead and finish off with the King James.
I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Okay, now finish off with one.
I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus to read this letter to all the brothers and sisters. And may the power of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. That was chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians. And the Lord willing, I'll be starting on 2 Thessalonians tonight. God bless till then.